Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another podcast. Well, we're really getting the hang of this video thing, and so we're doing something a little bit different today. Today, we're podcasting from the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California, as always, but this time, we're in our classroom, and I have a very honored guest. This is Maureen Banyan. She's my wife and the general manager of the Banyan Hypnosis Center. In addition to running our successful hypnosis center, she also speaks at my classes, and she's also spoken at the NGH convention, and she's speaking at the Solid Gold Weekend coming up, and her expertise is how to make your business as successful as possible. Today, she's going to be talking about two main topics: how to dress for the success you want to have in your practice, how that's important, and also how you can start booking more appointments right away. So with no further ado, as they say, let me welcome Maureen. Welcome to our little video podcast here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I hope I can give everybody some tips on how to make the business more successful.
Well, I know you can, because you give me some tips. You know, really, the Banyan Hypnosis Center would never have been as successful as it is and so well-known around the world if it wasn't for Maureen. She really brought a lot of good management and sales ability to our center that really, really makes it all happen. We're really a team approach. So why don't you just take over? Why don't you start with why and how and to dress for the kind of success one would like to have in their hypnosis practice.
All right. This is a new topic that we're adding to my talks, which is something that we didn't really cover very much before. We're talking about dressing for success. You know, I think a lot of people, when you first get into this business, you think, oh, now I work for myself. I can do whatever I want. I can dress however I want. But you're wrong. Because in this business, because of hypnosis and hypnotherapy being an alternative kind of therapy, and it's not the mainstream, people are a little bit more leery and nervous. So you have to come across as professional as possible to alleviate any kind of fears that people may have or nervousness. Because I tell you, a relaxed, confident client who's confident in your skills is going to give you a good, successful session. And that's going to help your business, too. So dressing professionally, dressing for success, is the key here.
And I was talking with you yesterday, and one of the things I really liked that you said is not just, you know, we hear dress for success, but you said dress for the kind of success you'd like to have. In other words, we don't say, boy, when I start making a lot of money, I'm going to wear a tie. Or, you know, when I start making a lot of money, I'm going to start shining my shoes. You've got to start living the part if you want to really achieve your goals. Is that right?
Exactly. Depending on how well you want to grow your business, do you want this to be a long-term thing? You know, preparing yourself and you know, figuring out what kind of image you want for people to see is important. That's laying out your groundwork. You can't think about when I am successful. When? Because that day may never come if you don't start right away.
We're going to talk about while they're at the office. What about when they're not at the office? Is that important?
Oh, definitely. You've got to dress for success. It starts from the inside out. You've got to start thinking success and dressing the way you want to be projected. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's a day you go to the office or it's a day you go to the grocery store or run down to the corner store, whatever it is, because, you know, it's appalling, because I run into people sometimes, and it's on their weekend, which is fine, but my gosh, they don't even bother to comb their hair or shave or even wear anything decent. So how do you introduce yourself if you run into someone who says, what are you doing now? Do you want to say you're a hypnotherapist or a professional of any kind? You know, I think most people will probably want to hide under the cart or something.
Yeah, and I mentioned this to you earlier. A couple weeks ago, I hurt my arm while I was exercising. Feeling much better now, thank you. But I wound up going to a walk-in clinic nearby to have it checked out. So I'm in I'm in sweats and a T-shirt and that kind of thing. And the doctor asks me, well, what do you do? And I tell him I'm a hypnotherapist. And he kind of looked me up and down, and the conversation ended then. But then I went back the next week for the checkup afterwards, and I'm dressed like I always dress at my work. And then he started asking me questions about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. And so we've just got to be mindful of this. I know back at our center when we were in Minnesota, we had one hypnotherapist. And when he wasn't at work, he was wearing T-shirts like Village Fool and stuff like that. But now that he's on his own, he's really catching on that he has to upgrade his appearance all the time.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, another thing is, you know, it's maybe part of the culture. The younger generation are also not aware of what dressing professional is. We have, over the years, had many hypnotherapists that work on our staff. And one of the key things that I stress on is dress code. And dress code means no jeans, no jean material of any kind. We're just very, very clear. And we have found that with some people, you have to be even very graphic and show them exactly what is acceptable, because there's some people that just have no clue. You know, and it's not about being trendy or fashionable. It's about looking professional, looking the way you want to look, because your clients are going to expect it. And that's what it's about. It's not about you looking, you know, sexy or cute, anything like that.
Well, you know, I think that it's really important, especially since, like you say, we're thought of as an alternative medicine or complementary type thing, that if we're going to err, you know, should we be more trendy and cute or more conservative, definitely we should take the more conservative route.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, those are the things. You know, a couple of tips right away. For women, I suggest, and this is something we insist on at our center, is pantsuits or skirt suits, or if not, blazers over a blouse or a shirt. Now, for some of you, you're going to say, well, I just got into this, I can't afford it. You know what? Invest in a blazer. You can get them from anywhere from $20 to $50. And wear that until you can afford to buy a suit. But you know what? You don't see the same client, you know, every day that week. So the next client is not going to know you wore that yesterday. So anyway, you just really need to be mindful what the perception is when a client meets you for the very first time.
Now, as you're talking about that, I remember when you were explaining this to me in the beginning, and now there's people listening right now who might employ other hypnotherapists. So, like, if a man is employing other hypnotherapists, it's kind of a touchy subject to talk to women about how they should dress. But some of us guys, we don't even know what things are. Like, I didn't know what a blazer was. So why don't you just kind of explain a little bit, all the women out there, you know what blazers are, I suppose, but us men, we don't always know.
Well, blazer is like something like what I'm wearing. Usually it's like a jacket style with two or three buttons. Some of them are double, you know, double-breasted with six buttons. But basically, it's something that really finishes out the outfit and really make you professional. Sure, you know, I know for the younger people or younger new hypnotists, you're thinking, oh, that's going to make me look matronly and old. But I tell you what, if you're young, you want to dress older, because people have the mindset that the older you are, the more experienced you are and the more credibility you have. We've had very young people work at our office, and, you know, I'm constantly looking at them just shaking my head, because, first of all, they already look very young. Then they come dressed skimpy, tight stuff that looks even younger. And I've seen the looks.
Well, they try to. You straighten them out. You don't let them.
Well, then, you know, you have clients that come in for the first time. And some of these people are professional women, executive people. And I can see the look on their face. Their mouth just drops and they're like rolling their eyes thinking, oh my God, what have I got here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so right away, it does not create a good impression. And so the first impression is the key. If you want to have a successful session for the first time with this client, dress professionally so that they already have confidence that you can do this work.
I just got an idea. We should come up with a reversible blazer. So it's like blue
well,
on one
they,
side
they do
and
have,
black. Oh, they do, huh?
They do
see?
Have reversible
guys, we don't
blazers
know these
available. And you know, the thing is, invest in a black blazer or a navy blue blazer and get some different scarves or accessories to accessorize it and change, you know, change it around so that it doesn't look like you're wearing the same thing all the time. But you really, you know, they only see you for a few minutes, and then after that, they have their eyes closed. So, you know, really not a big deal. And people really are not paying attention. It's that first impression when they meet you that is the most important.
Okay, so how about when people go to, when hypnotherapists attend professional functions like a convention or like the Solid Gold Weekend or something like that, how should they really be dressing?
Well, I think when you're going to conventions like that, especially that's your field, you need to come up, you know, be mindful that you need to dress like you're going to work, because you're going to meet other hypnotherapists, and it is a professional convention, and you want to come across as a professional, because if you meet other people and you're telling how successful you are and stuff like that, then dress successfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot could be learned by the newer hypnotherapists. Take a look at the people who are really professional. I mean, look at the president, Dr. White Damon, or any of the others who have been around for a while, the ones who have got 10, 20, 30, 40 years in the business, and they've been successful and they've built a successful practice. They're not dressing professionally because they're old-fashioned. They're doing it because it works.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What, any other tips you can give us guys?
For guys, okay, you know, it's really easy. All you have to do is dress like Cal here, long sleeve shirt, tie, and slacks. Make sure they're slacks, not your five-pocket jeans in some of the fabric. But they've got to be that, and make sure you're clean shaven.
Now, I was thinking about getting a nose ring. Would that be a good idea?
No, not at all. That's very unprofessional. You know, avoid any kind of piercings on your face if you can. Just think about what kind of clientele you want. If you want a mainstream, more conservative kind of clientele, then I would avoid the nose rings. But if that's your niche and those people that you want to attract wouldn't mind that, but then you're really narrowing your market. So it's up to you, you know, depending on what you want to do.
That's right. For example, they might not feel comfortable referring their boss or their mother or someone like that.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. You want to be the person that client regards you highly and has the utmost respect for you, so that they will refer their boss or someone that they hold in high regard. But if they're a little bit uncomfortable with you, are they really going to, you know, recommend anybody to you? And the other thing, too, is make sure your shirts are ironed, okay? I know I see a lot of men out there, you can have a tie on. Why bother with a tie if you're not even going to iron your clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no spaghetti stains on your tie either, okay? Why don't you wrap up this part about, and tell us, now you're going to be giving this talk at the convention and at the Solid Gold Weekend. Tease us a little bit about what some other topics you're going to cover with regarding to dressing for success.
Okay, I'll be doing a similar talk like this at the Solid Gold Weekend next month. It's February 24th, 25th in Las Vegas at Circus Circus. And I'm going to be covering this topic, dressing for success, and I'm also going to talk about answering the phones and how to make appointments, how to get your appointment book fully booked, and to have a flourishing business.
Why should they go and listen to you there? Aren't you giving them everything you've got right
now?
I'm
just giving them some tips right now, and there's more information when you come to the Solid Gold Weekend. I'll cover it more in detail when I'm doing my talk at the Solid Gold. It's only about an hour, but the talk that I will be doing at the convention is going to be a two-hour workshop, so there'll even be more information there.
Good. Great segue into, let's talk about how to make appointments. This is really important stuff here because, you know, if you're spending those advertising dollars or you're going out there and you're giving talks, when that phone rings, you got to know how to book those appointments. And Maureen's going to give you some tips you can use at your very next phone call. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is something that I can say is my expertise. I have trained receptionists and, you know, classes here for the last 10 years. On how to make appointments when the calls come in. Now, you know, I'm sure all of you who are in this business have realized that you're spending a lot of money advertising here and there, but why aren't you booking the calls? And, you know, that's the key thing. Just remember that when you answer that phone, you are the first contact with that client. That sales, that relationship you have with that client begins with that first phone call. And And I know that a lot of people, a lot of hypnotists out there are working alone using your cell phones. Let's not get goofy, you know, with your messages or whatever. Be professional with your voicemail. Answer it professionally. If you've got that as your personal cell phone too, I suggest you get a second line. And a lot of the companies now give you that capability of having two lines.
On your cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And with a distinctive ring. You can have a different ring for your business line. And, you know, and it's a worthwhile investment so that you don't lose a call. Now, for our center, because we've always had a receptionist to answer the phones, I tell you what, if you're in the area with us, we get most of the appointments because they're able to talk to a live person. So whatever it is, you get a call, make sure you return the calls in a timely manner. And most importantly, this is a very important tip. When people call you and they'll, you know, the only thing they're going to say is how much and how long. That's because they don't know what else to ask. So what you need to do is do not give them that price immediately, because if you do, you're going to lose that call. They'll say thank you very much, and they're going to call the next person in the yellow pages. What you need to do is take control of that call. Taking control of that call is everything. Then from there, you turn around, you ask them what kind of issues they would like you to help them with. And then let them talk about their problems. This is how you're going to build rapport. Be attentive to what the client is saying to you. And by the way, do not put people on hold. If you have another call coming in, do not put them on hold because you might just lose them. It's worth spending the time to explain to them what you offer, your business and everything. Typically, I spend about 15, 20 minutes on a call. And if they end up booking appointments, I'm spending another 15, 20 minutes. That half an hour to 45 minutes is all worth it rather than put them on a hold and answer a telephone solicitor. And I'm sure that's happened to, you know, everybody.
Yeah. Let me, you said some really important things. First of all, no answering machines. See, a lot of hypnotherapists, they're in session or maybe they've got another job, and they're trying to let their answering machine or voicemail do the work. Your answering machine, your voicemail cannot book an appointment for you. They'll just keep calling until they get a live voice. We give this kind of training at our center, and we tell our students that if you're in our area and you don't take advantage of this training about how to answer the phone, you're not going to survive, because we're going to get all the people because we've got someone to answer the phone. Another thing that you just said I think is really important is that don't let them run the call. Don't let the person just say how much, how many sessions, and move on, because then they're shopping by price.
Exactly.
And they're not shopping by quality of service. So when
exactly.
you build that relationship by letting them tell the story, then, you see, they want to tell their story once. And so you want them to tell it to you. You say, give me a background on your problem. And then when they say, okay, I want to shop around, they go to the next person, they're not going to want to go through that whole story again. So even if they do talk to two or three other people, then what happens is they don't build that rapport, that get that feeling for wanting to work with you. And the other thing you said I think is really important is, you know, it's like the old saying goes, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush, right?
Exactly.
And so when you've got someone you're building rapport with, you and the phone rings another line, don't say, please hold. You just keep working with them, or you can really drop the ball, right?
Yeah, because you know how you feel when you call somewhere and they put you on hold while they answer another call. I think, you know, for me, it's first come, first serve. I called first, I should be served until you're done with me. And so, you know, think about how you like to be treated when you handle these phone calls. The other thing that's really important is we do a soft sell. I don't try to be pushy. You know, by the time I finish with telling them what we offer them and listening to their problems and all our sessions, I give them as much information about what we have to offer before I give them the price. Once I've given them the price, I say, would you like me to check and see what we have available? You know, rather than be, because I get calls from people all the time that they called so-and-so and they were so pushy and they were very, very offended by it. So be really careful. You can push for a close to make an appointment, but don't be too pushy. If they say, you know, I really need to think about it, I need to talk to my husband, which is fine. That's just fine. Would you like me to mail you a brochure? We always follow up our phone calls with a brochure. And, you know, it's really important to do that. I know that's a lot of people say, well, I don't have the time, all that. But I tell you, for us, we've been doing this for 10 years, and it has paid off because we're still getting calls from people that we sent information 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's just great because they may not have the money today, but they might be in a few months or a year from now.
One of the things that you're just talking about that I just want to underscore is before you ask for the appointment, before you say how much the appointment is, and this is what they've asked, they wanted to get in the beginning, you've really built the value. You said, boy, when you come in, you're going to spend a half hour to 45 minutes viewing some videotapes about what hypnosis is. You're going to meet with the hypnotherapist. You're going to be working with the same person each time unless for some reason you want to change. And really build the value before you give the price. And another thing is, but we don't want you to give it all away. You know, we want to give them a reason to be able to come to the convention and stuff. But on average, how many times do we see a client?
On average, we see our clients anywhere between 4 to 6 sessions.
That's right. And depending on which therapist they see, they're going to pay somewhere between $150, maybe even $200 for some of our newer therapists that are building up a practice. Or for me, it could be as high as $400 a session. So just do the math. You know, 6 times $150 or $200, 6 times $400. What does that mean? You know, that means it's worth spending 15 to 20 minutes really building the rapport with that client and our potential client and getting up the value and that kind of thing.
Exactly. I think that this is what everybody's got to keep in mind. For every phone call that you book, that is an income of $500 to $600, depending on your rate. I think on average, I've heard most people are anywhere between $100 to $150 a session. So you're looking at a potential income of $500 to $600 for every phone call. For every phone call you lose that you don't get to book, that's $500 or $600 that you don't earn.
That's right. Follow these instructions and you can really go full time. You can really build hypnosis practice. We have graduates who go through our programs, graduate, and immediately, you know, they review their materials from class, they start using what they learned in class, and can start making, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month. And we have people that are making much, much more than that. I'm not going to make any promises about income, but just do the math. You can see what it's like. Maureen, can you kind of wrap this up, give them whatever you plan on doing, because we're trying to keep this, you know, within a podcast kind of length.
Okay.
And then make some promises about what you're going to cover at the convention.
Okay. At the Solid Gold and also at the convention, I will be talking more in detail about really how to book those calls and how to book multiple calls. I always book at least 5 to 6 appointments with every call that comes in. Also, how to prevent no-shows. The other thing is also how to reduce your fees and at the same time make more money by offering packages. The other thing is how to fill up your daytime appointments. I think a lot of new hypnotherapists have this challenge of filling up their daytime appointments because everybody only wants to come in the evenings or weekends. They're not willing to take time out of their work to come in like they do for the doctor.
Unless you do special tactics that you're going to teach.
Yes. Right. So we have some special stuff that we offer people that really makes them take the time to come and see you during the daytime. And those are just some of the highlights. So come see me at the Solid Gold Weekend, February 24th, 25th, and at the convention. Watch for the schedule.
Now, you know, this is very special for me to have Maureen on here. And I was able to talk her into doing this video podcast because she's really never done this before. On one condition, she says she gets to plug her business startup pack. Can you tell them a little bit about that?
Right. I almost forgot. I have a business startup pack. And this is basically it's a CD and a CD-ROM with all the forms that we use at the office here. The CD is basically a recording of a talk that I give on how to answer the phone, what you say, what you do, things like that, and how to make all these calls. The CD-ROM are all the business forms that you would need for your practice. It's something that we have created over the years, and it's been fine-tuned that you really don't have to reinvent the wheel. All you have to do is put your name and phone number on it, and it's yours. It's a template. And then there's also a booklet that Cal's holding up right now that has the forms in there already that you can take a look at, and some of the telephone answering scripts that we have prepared. And anyway, that's what it is, and it's available at BanyanHypnosisMall.com.
Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I want to say about this is, you know, if you've followed us at all, you know about 5-Path, you know about 7-Path, and we really believe in putting together systems. And once you have a system in place, then you can test the system. You can test components of the system and then refine it. And what this really is also is a number of checklists that helps plug you into a system. Of course, you can adapt it for your needs, but, you know, a checklist for what do you do on the first call? What do you do on a second call? What do you do if another professional calls? And that kind of thing. And it really provides you with a way to be professional right off the bat and have the confidence to know what to do. Okay, I think that's it. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. Thank you for joining us today.
All right. There's a link right below this video. And if you're watching this video on some other website besides calbanyan.com, just go to calbanyan.com. And what we can do is you'll look right below this video and you will see a number of links to all the resources that we talked about in upcoming events and trainings. All right, that's it. Let me find my ding-a-ling. This is Cal Banyan and Maureen Banyan signing off.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.